Welcome to the AT Pit Crew Podcast. This high-energy show dives deep into the world of sports emergency care. Join us as we explore cutting-edge strategies, real-world experiences, and expert insights to help you step up your game in emergency care. We've got the tools, tips, and stories you need to be ready when seconds matter. It's time for the AT Pit Crew Podcast. We have the green light in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the AT Pit Crew Podcast. I'm Ray Castle, host, and a pleasure today. We're here in Arkansas for the Arkansas Interprofessional Sports Emergency Care Course. Pleased to have Dr. Chuck Mason. Welcome, Dr. Mason.
Thank you.
Dr. Mason is an emergency room physician with Cabot Emergency Hospital. He also serves as the medical director for Metro EMS, which services the greater Little Rock area. Welcome to us today.
Thank you very much.
So just want to do a couple of lightning round questions. We were talking a while ago. You have been practicing emergency medicine for more than 2 or 3 years.
Almost four.
Well, I don't want to say that. Let you say that instead. But anyway, you've seen the focus today, what you've seen here with this course, it's about probably the biggest key thing I've seen so far is the importance of interprofessional communication and learning roles and how we can support each other. Is that pretty
much? I see that, but also it's education. You have to understand that a lot of folks are not exposed to the important little pieces of information that you're spilling out. You know, what to look for, how to find it, you know, how to disseminate that information amongst everybody so that when that event does happen, then everybody knows what has to happen.
Well, in advance. It doesn't sit on a bookshelf. Exactly. It has to be a living document. Emergency Access Planning, you know very well, it's a living document. It's reviewed constantly. Probably for y'all do that every 2 years, definitely a comprehensive review.
This is an ongoing situation, right? Education is so important because if you don't educate these people year after year after year, you know, it's like growing a garden, and after a while, you just get a bunch of weeds, and you got to come back and start all over again. Same thing here. If you don't put the information out, get everybody to learn it, we'll never, you know, have enough consensus to be able to take care of it.
Yeah, I like to learn is that you can't grow in a silo. So exactly. That's just what we're trying to do is, and even though you may be in one part of the state, you're still working through similar systems. It may not have different resources. I like to refer to as a lean environment, especially for schools. It may not have resources and leaning on EMS, local EMS. And that's, I know that having worked with the EMS system in Louisiana, you have a similar protocol. You know what's being done. It doesn't change a lot in getting people on the same board to work with hospitals, make it streamlined as possible for handoffs.
And today, technology really has made things a lot easier. Everything's data driven, you know, so we know what works and what doesn't work. And so, whether it's a related illness or concussion, you know, we know the steps that have to be taken. There's tools available. We just have to make everybody aware this is what's there, this is what you got to use, and these are the next things to take.
So one last quick question I like to do periodically is, what's a fun fact about Dr. Mason we may not know?
Dr. Mason's probably more of a farm boy than his doctor.
Oh, really? Okay. Good deal.
So if you ask my wife, I'd probably spend more time on the track.
Nothing wrong with that. I grew up in North Louisiana on a farm raising cattle, so we could probably talk for days on end. Anyway, well, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for joining us today and being here and being on a lab. And we're getting ready to join the lab in a couple minutes. Dr. Mason and I, we're going to be co-leading a lab on exertional heat illness management. So we're going to go through steps we can do to handle in the field before EMS and moving it over to EMS in the emergency room. So thank you very much. Yeah, it will be fun. Have a good day. Thank you. And this is, you've been on the AT Pit Crew Podcast, and we are out of here.
Thank you for joining us on the AT Pit Crew Podcast. We encourage you to like, subscribe, and join our community. For more information about this podcast show, visit www.actionmed.co/podcast. This show is a production of Action Medicine Consultants, LLC. The medical information provided within this program reflects the opinions of the hosts and guests and is intended for informational and educational purposes only. It should not be considered as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the guidance of your healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment.